Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thanks for joining us today. We're going to continue on with our next guest, and this is a gentleman that nobody ever calls just to say hello. He's a good friend of mine. Sam Cohn is with National Equity Funding. He's the CEO, and they make loans. National Equity Funding makes loans based on the equity in real estate. So they'll loan on real estate properties and to borrowers that banks and other lenders will not loan on and fund quickly. So we're continuing our financial discussion here today. It's our financial show today. And NEF will loan on 1 to 4 residential properties, shopping centers, industrial property, broken construction projects, and raw land. So let's welcome to the show Sam Cohn. Sam, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning. It's nice to hear your voice. Thanks for joining us. And Sam, it's all very interesting, the ability to loan based on the equity in real estate. We're going to get into that. But first, would you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure, Bill. Thank you. I started out my career in the automobile business, and I was director of finance for the second largest RV dealership in the country. I then cold called and attained my dream of owning an automobile dealership, and I bought a Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealership in the Midwest. And we increased sales 420% by starting an in-house finance and lease company, which really led me down the path to where we are today. I enjoyed what I was doing. I purchased and began developing a site to build a brand new dealership facility, so I understand what my clients are look for. Currently, I speak and participate in national hard money seminars several times a year, and 3 years ago, myself and one of my clients were actually quoted in the Wall Street Journal.
I'm sure everybody's wondering this, as I have. As a car dealer owner, and we'll get into this other subject, what's the bigger business, the selling the car or the lending side of it?
It's actually both. It's actually both. Hence the reason you have numerous lenders that are part of the manufacturing arm. For example, Ford Motor Credit, Honda Credit, BMW Financial Services. So the financing is an integral part of the business.
Okay. I was just wondering that, you know, it's one of those give them the Barbie doll and sell them the clothes kind of deal, right? So so let's talk about what National Equity Funding does. Now, I mentioned that you'll loan on real properties and borrowers that banks and lenders won't loan on and fund quickly. So how do you do it, and why would somebody want to borrow money from you?
Well, Bill, frankly, our firm, we are a boutique private money lending firm. We loan money based on the equity in real estate. We fund nationally, and naturally our first priority is the location. Assuming we like the location of the property, the three things that will define our loan is, number one, is there a true benefit to the borrower? Number two, equity. Is there real equity in the property? And number three is the exit strategy. How will the borrower be able to retire or pay back our note? Typically, our notes are short-term, anywhere from 6 months to 3 years, but there are exceptions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so 6 months to 3 years. So that's pretty short-term in the world of real estate lending. So what happens if a borrower can't afford to pay you back in that time?
If they can't afford to pay us back in that particular time, then there is the possibility that our investors will consider extending the note to allow the borrower to retain their property and pay off the note.
Okay, so typically, what's a what does a sweet spot kind of a borrower look like for you? What kind of situations are they facing, and what are you finding out there?
Well, typically our clients have one or many of the following type of issues. For example, their bank turndowns. The client is just not bankable for whatever reason. There can be credit problems. The property can be very, very unique. It may be under construction. It's a fix and flip type property. The property is just not ready for any type of conventional or bank loan. The risks are much too high. So most developers use private money lending programs such as ours. Other situations, we have clients whose properties are not stabilized. Other times, our clients just need speedy service and they need to keep their business private and very, very discreet.
Okay, plus, so all of those come into play, okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We also have the capacity to close quickly. We have closed loans in as little as 3 days. Typically, our clients... we have many clients that are in bankruptcy or foreclosure or have significant tax liens, which will prohibit them from obtaining conventional financing.
So the real benefit is that it can be discreet, it can be quick. Obviously, there's going to be terms that are commensurate with that. But what types of minimums and maximum loan amounts do you work with, Sam?
Our sweet spot is anywhere from $500,000 to $5 million. We will go as low as $250,000, and we will go as high as $10 million plus for the right deal.
Okay, so 500 to 5 million is your sweet spot, but you'll go higher or lower depending on the right situation and, you know, the circumstances behind that. So these are situations where people are saying I need cash, I need some to either get my business out of a situation or get my personal financial situation straightened out, and I have a property but I don't have time to go back and go through a lending process, or maybe the terms aren't going to be favorable anyways. So would you say this is a last resort for people, or is it something they should consider first?
Candidly, Bill, we generally are the last resort. As I joke and kid, no one ever calls me just to say hello. But our clients have very, very specific needs. Some of our clients we have bankers, business people, attorneys, just simply private citizens, developers, landlords that just do not have the capacity to get money from any other source. If they could have, they would have. But with the economic environment that we've seen the past 6 or 7 years, we have seen fantastic deals that typically would be A paper deals at the bank that the banks just will not consider financing. So there are great opportunities with private money lending such as National Equity Funding does.
Well, I was going to ask you because some of the banks, obviously, and we just our last interviewee was talking about this, that after 2008 there was this big overcorrection and now things have started to become back to normal. But some banks just have real problems with doing things quickly and efficiently, and sometimes there's an opportunity or a problem that needs to get worked on quickly. And so this is where someone would come to you. And usually, again, they're not talking about a 30-year fixed mortgage here. We're talking about quick money that's going to be available and then repaid very quickly based on a situation getting fixed or maybe even selling the property?
Exactly. As we discussed earlier, the basis of our loans benefit the borrower, equity, and the exit strategy. Typically, exit strategies are the borrower is going to sell the property and just needs appropriate time. They may be in a default situation, or they just may need to finish construction of the property. Other times, it's a matter of stabilizing the property and refinancing it at that particular point in time. The one thing we did not discuss, Bill, and I'd like to share it with your listeners, is that our loans are based on the equity in property, and generally speaking, we will loan up to 60% of the value of the property. There are exceptions. If it's raw land, we'll consider going up to 50%. And if it's a unique property or something special, something unique to it, we will increase up to 65%. And on very, very, very rare occasions, and we have one right now where the property is very unique, we may increase our loan to value on that property by cross-collateralizing with another property of the borrower's. So the point being, we have quite a bit of flexibility to work with our borrowers. We really listen to what they say. We ask the questions, and we listen again.
Yeah, you have to understand the story. Like you said, what's the borrower's intention and benefit, and what's their exit strategy? So, Sam, what does somebody, before they call you, what should they have prepared so that they can get to the money the quickest? What are some of the things they should have prepared?
What they should prepare is they should have a reasonable idea of what the property that they own is valued at, how much money they really need versus how much they may want. They should also consider how they're going to be able to pay off the loan and if the loan is going to make sense to them. And these type of scenarios are things that our specialists discuss with the borrower, and can provide ideas to them that will allow them to be successful. Typically, because our costs, rates, and fees are a little higher than banks, our loans are not designed to be long term. There are several exceptions, but overall, our loans are designed to be short-term bridge loans, take you from a difficult situation to a better situation than what the borrower is currently in now.
Yeah, it's a way out for people. And, of course, a lot of times time heals a lot of these situations, and they, assuming they have this valuable asset, why not monetize it to help get out of that situation? Now, are the loans typically, are the terms typically like interest only, or what does the amortization schedule look like on these short-term loans?
Our amortization table is generally interest only. We're not looking for principal and interest payments. We're looking to make the payments as affordable to the borrower to allow them to fix the situation that they're in. So our payments are all interest only. National equity funding, we do not charge any upfront fees. And we truly do look out for our clients because of the type of industry that we're in. In fact, we're very proud of what we do because there's many companies out there that will do 500 different things mm-hmm. one time. Our firm, we specialize. Mm-hmm. We do one thing 500 times, and as you joked with me up front in the beginning of our interview, no one ever calls me just to say hello. They've got a problem, and it needs to be resolved. Often they've talked to other people that did not provide a solution where National Equity Funding can, because we specialize in private money lending, and that's all we do.
And this is anywhere in the U.S.?
Most places in the United States.
Okay. Most places. Okay. So just to be clear to our listeners, if they have a reasonable estimate, a fairly recent appraisal or a good idea of what the business is worth in hand, and they have taken the time to write down and figure out exactly what they need, not necessarily what they want, but what's the least they can do with here as far as loan to equity is concerned, and they have a written plan, like an exit strategy, then that's the best time to call you and say, Sam, I've tried a few other places. I'm not getting anywhere. Can you help? Here's what I have, the appraisal, what I need, an exit strategy, and then you can be of most help to them. Have I got that right?
Yes, Bill, you do, but I'm going to simplify it for your listeners. First off, do not order an appraisal. If the borrower has an appraisal, that's fine. If they don't, do not spend the money for an appraisal. often we will make loans without an appraisal and strictly a site visit based on information that we have access to. So there's really not a problem with not okay. having an appraisal.
Good to know.
Number two is we're very happy to consult with borrowers to help them with their exit strategy and show them what is the best program for them. May I share an example with you?
Yeah, would you please?
Okay. We had a situation with a client that actually asked us for an $850,000 loan. The principals had excellent credit. They had reduced their company debt by $850,000 in the previous 6 years, and the bank suddenly pulled their line of credit. We brought in our team of experts and reviewed their payables and receivables. We actually declined their $850,000 loan request because we felt the amount was insufficient to solve their issues. We went in, we restructured their debt, increased their working capital, and provided them with $350,000 cash to establish a new banking relationship. We actually funded $1.6 million in only 10 days.
Wow. Wow, that's fantastic. Sam, you must get some incredible thank you cards.
We are very, very lucky that we're able to help as many clients as we possibly can. But again, our situations are very, very unique. But the biggest thank you is our repeat customers and our referrals, because National Equity Funding, we do not advertise. Our business all comes from referrals. And I'd like to share another example of exactly what I'm talking about, if that's okay with you, Bill.
Yes, please do.
Okay. And as an example, we had an owner-operator, very experienced individual for a gas station convenience store. The borrower had sought a loan to purchase, raise, and rebuild his antiquated gas station convenience store for 3 years. Our firm listened, we asked questions, and we thoroughly understood the borrower's unique financing structure that this particular deal required. We ended up funding $2.6 million that enabled the client to become one of the region's largest sellers of gasoline and convenience products.
So, Sam, you take people's really dire problems and help them find the way out very quickly, and that's just got to be a phenomenal feeling to be able to do that for folks. But like you said, you have repeat customers, and you and I are both in a very large professional networking group, and we see each other around a lot. And one of the hallmarks that you can tell that things are being done correctly is the thank yous you get from other professionals at the table. So, Sam, I really appreciate you coming onto the show and sharing more about what you do. How do our listeners get in touch with you at National Equity Funding?
The best way is to simply call me directly, Sam Cohn, K-O-H-N, like ice cream but spelled different, at 949-387-1438. They can email me at sam@nationalequityfunding.com or go on to our website at www.nationalequityfunding.com.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So listeners, you know, are you up against a wall? Do you have some property that you need to find some equity lending on in a hurry? Give Sam Cohn a call. Again, it's 949-387-1438. 387-1438. So, Sam, thanks very much for coming on. It's been very enlightening. I've learned a lot from it, and I hope our listeners get in touch with you and you get a lot of calls, and I hope people say hello when they call.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks, Bill. I look forward to talking to any of your listeners that care to call and would like a free consultation.
Love it. Okay, thanks very much. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to be right back after this, so please stay tuned.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing over 250 top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.